Greetings again. This is Brother Ephraim with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. And today I would like to again continue the theme of how to know God. And we've been looking in Hebrews chapter 3 some. Today I'm looking at verse 7 and 8. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation, in the wilderness. Now, in John 16, verse 7, Jesus was telling his disciples that he was going to be going away. He says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Have you ever wondered how it could have been that it was better for the disciples that Jesus goes away? I have a snippet here out of one of A.W. Tozer's books. I believe it's the one, And He Dwelt Among Us. But I'd like to read this to you on Tozer's view of this verse. I tell you the truth, he said, when about to utter what was hard to believe. I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. How could it be expedient? Would they not be losers to an extent which no man could reckon? The light of his countenance, the blessing of his words, the purity of his presence, the influence of his example, all to be removed, and this expedient for them? It is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. Well, but would they not be better with himself than with the Comforter? No, just the contrary. They would be better with the Comforter. He would lead them into all truth, whereas now they are constantly misapplying the plain words of Christ. He will bring all things to their remembrance, whereas now they often forget in a day or two the most remarkable teaching or the most amazing miracles. He would take the things of Christ, the things of the Father, and reveal them unto them, whereas now they constantly misapprehended his relation to the Father and that of the Father to him, misapprehended his person, his mission, and his kingdom. Again, he would convince the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment to come. And this is not as one teacher limited by a local personality, but as a spirit diffused abroad throughout the earth. And he would abide with them forever, not for a little while. Whatever, therefore, Christ's personal presence and teaching had been to them, the presence of the Holy Spirit would be more. So I challenge you, my friend, do you treasure the Holy Spirit? Do you desire the Holy Spirit? Have you received the Holy Spirit? If you have you thanked God for his Holy Spirit? It is something that we should all greatly desire to be filled with. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and we should greatly desire to keep the temple holy so that it is a place that the Spirit can dwell. In Luke 11, I'd like to read another scripture here that exhorts us to be asking for the Holy Spirit. I find this very encouraging. Luke 11, verse 9 to 13. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Now, we've often heard these verses, I'm sure, and we often use them in many different ways, but just listen how this context ends up. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. I already read that one. Now, verse 11. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Now, this is interesting. This is in the context that he says, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find. In that same teaching, he ends it with, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Well, let's be asking the Father for his Spirit. Let's be asking God for the Holy Spirit. The Spirit will teach us in all truth so that we might know the truth, so that we would not be deceived, walking in untruth, so that what is important to God, we would know that, and we could walk in it, and he will comfort us. When things go bad, when things are difficult, when we tend to get discouraged, the Holy Spirit will comfort us and guide us. Now that is very, very important. We see many in our day that are falling away. Perhaps the problem is they're not being filled with the Spirit, and they're not asking for the Holy Spirit. So I just exhort you today to be asking God for his Holy Spirit. He tells us to be asking. If he tells us to be asking, and he tells us how needed the Holy Spirit is, and how willingly he gives it out, what keeps us from asking for the Holy Spirit? Why are we so slow in asking for it? When we face difficulties and we lack wisdom and we don't know which way to go forward, which way is up, ask for the Holy Spirit. He will teach you in all truth. That is very precious and very necessary. So I will just leave you with that, to be asking faithfully for the Holy Spirit. May God bless you. Again, you can press 099 to leave a message. We would be happy to hear from you. May the Lord be with you today.